Here's a question for you at 20 minutes to four. And I know that there's a lot of mums and dads in cars with kids this afternoon because of school holidays, many heading off on a bit of a break. When is the right time for teenagers to start drinking alcohol? In Australia, of course, the legal drinking age is 18, but a majority of teens have their first drink before their 18th birthday. The latest research suggests that parents should have a zero-tolerance approach to teens and alcohol. Introducing teenagers to alcohol earlier apparently leads to problems with it later in life. Health expert Professor George Patton says the best policy is no drinking alcohol during adolescence. So, should parents hold strong and not let their teenage children drink until they're 18? Or is it okay for them to have a little bit of a taste test in front of mum and dad when they're 16 or 17? Professor George Patton, adolescent health expert at the University of Melbourne, joins us on the line. Professor, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben.
Zero tolerance is the go, you say?
Look, every bit of evidence we've had over the last 10 years has been telling us the same thing, that introducing alcohol early during the teens is bad news during your teens, but it's also bad news in terms of later drinking problems. So if you introduce alcohol, if kids start drinking, particularly before the age of 16, they tend to get into troubles with arguments, fights, accidents. But they also sort of begin to drink in a way which is really problematic, binge drinking, which then continues into alcohol. And we've got a significant problem in this country with alcohol problems in our young adults, particularly in young males. Sort of rates of alcohol use disorders are around 1 in 8.
You're basing your comments on some serious data here, so I'm not questioning that, but you would be aware, Professor, of those anecdotal arguments that you hear from families and parents where they say, look, if you introduce your child to it, then you take away some of that mystery surrounding alcohol.
Yeah, look, it's a really attractive idea, and it's one that has some appeal in the sense that if kids to learn how to drink in a safe place like them, they'll sort of learn how to drink sensibly. Unfortunately, every bit of evidence we have is that it doesn't work. And it sounds good, but just every study says the same thing. Kids who are introduced to alcohol in the family, they tend to have greater levels of problems, and the best policy is actually delaying drinking for as long as possible.
And what do you put that down to? Has it got something to do with the fact that the brain is still growing, or is it more behavioural based?
Look, I think it is something to do with what's happening during the teens. So, it's a really exciting time of life. It's time of discovery, but it's also a time where kids take risks. And those risks are likely to be that much greater if you mix alcohol with those years. And I think that's probably part of the problem.
What do you think about the argument in some quarters to increase the legal drinking age to 21, like the United States of America?
Well, certainly, there's no doubt that increasing the legal drinking age to 21, it would reduce rates of problems like injury, violence, fights. But it's complex, and there are a lot of other issues here that are cultural, they're about our history, they're about our politics. So I don't actually think it's going to happen quickly. It would have some benefits.
Is there any way of comparing how we track on this area in Australia compared to, say, Europe, where it is normal for families to allow their children to have a little bit of a sample of alcohol, to introduce it to them in front of mum and dad and aunties and uncles and grandparents around? Do we know what that's done in Europe, for example?
Yeah, historically, there have been very different patterns of drinking. If you sort of compare the traditions of drinking in England and Ireland, where we tend to get our drinking culture from, of the culture of heavy drinking, even binge drinking, whereas in Southern Europe, it's been one of moderation and self-regulation. In fact, if you get drunk in those cultures traditionally, as you've been seen to be an idiot. But there's some evidence that even those cultures are beginning to change, and that drinking during the teens is maybe not even a good idea in those cultures.
Yeah, it's been normalised in Australia to a degree, and I know I've spoken to some parents who say that they have taken a hard line on this when there have been teenagers in their home, and they've said, hey, listen, no, this is not happening here. You're not 18. And in a way, those parents become isolated or ostracised because they've taken a hard line, and there are other parents who say, hey, you need to chill out on this a little bit.
No, look, I think that's absolutely right. And legally, you know, you're not able as a parent to supply alcohol to another person's adolescent under the age of 18. Law is very clear on that in Victoria, and you know, the law is fairly clear on that in New South Wales as well.
All right, look, I'll find out what experiences are amongst our listeners this afternoon. And as I said, a lot of mums and dads in cars and on holidays with their children during the school holidays. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Ben.
Professor George Patton, the adolescent health expert at the University of Melbourne. I can remember, and I don't know what age I was, and if mum or dad are listening, they might be able to text me and tell me, but we've all got memories. My brother and my sister and I have got memories of dad saying, here, listen, just come here and just have a little taste of this. And we would always squirm and go, no, no, because the thought of smelling wine, let alone tasting it as teenagers, was just a massive turn-off. But Dad is a wine lover, and so he would always want you to say, no, trust me, I think this one, you'll just like the taste of this one. It was always just a small sip, but for years we would have to dodge the old man on it to say, no, Dad, we don't want it. We don't want to taste it. And I must admit, if I'm to be perfectly honest, I have said to a godson of mine who's well into his teenage years when I've been hanging out with him and I've been having a beer to say, mate, listen, you want to have a little sip? Do you want to try this? And I don't know whether that's the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do, but I've always followed that belief of, look, take away the mystique about it, get rid of the mystery of it, and just let them know what they're in for. And usually what you find is a teenager who's maybe halfway through their teens, they'll generally turn their nose up, and as my godson did, he wanted to spit it out. And I said, yeah, you can spit it out. And he spat it in the sink. Yuck. 131873, ben@2gb.com. What's your approach? How do you handle this?